live from Atlanta, Georgia. It's the Zach Ballinger Show, where we help you find your direction through passion and purpose. My name is Zach Ballinger. I'm your host. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Two ways you can interact with the show. You can go on YouTube live. We're streaming there. Enter any questions you have right in that comment box. You can always email me during the show or before each show, zach@zachballinger.com. We'll make sure to ask questions to the guests. Joe, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me on the show. So excited to be here.
So, Joe, can you tell me a little bit about your career and your career path?
Yeah, so when I started, I was a web designer, and I bought a computer, and I started fixing computers, and I realized people need websites. So I started building websites for people for free. Eventually, people started paying me, and there's a famous saying, if you build it, they will come. I built it for hundreds and hundreds of people, but nobody was coming. So my clients were like, all right, how do we get traffic? And I said, well, search engine optimization is how you get traffic. You got to optimize your website constantly. And the Google algorithm keeps changing what they expect there to be on a website and how Google ranks websites and how people find websites. And so I started becoming an expert in SEO, and Google hired me to become a certified Google trainer and start training small business owners on behalf of Google. So I was teaching about SEO, PPC, about Google Maps, and all types of things to audiences all around the country. And I'm so excited that I was able to learn public speaking from that, because this is why I'm even on a podcast right now. It's because Google came over to me and said, wow, you're an expert at SEO and PPC. Why don't you come and teach our audiences? And I had no idea that wasn't even a thing. That really helped me also build my business, Ajax Union, to be one of the fastest growing companies in the U.S. We've serviced over 1,100 clients. And now our focus is business-to-business marketing. We build marketing funnels for companies. So we actually have a 20-minute presentation on ajaxunion.com where you can see how a marketing funnel works. And before you start sending traffic to a website or a landing page, you got to have the right strategy, the right assets, the right messaging, the right technology so that you actually get a return on investment. So that's the idea.
Wow. Thanks so much for sharing that, Joe. You know, I'm kind of a layman with technology, and I know a lot of my audience out there have asked about SEO jobs. First, let's back up a little bit. What is SEO? What does that mean?
A lot of people say the word SEO, or the acronym SEO. It actually stands for search engine optimization, but most people that say SEO, they basically are just talking about online marketing. A lot of people that say SEO are just talking about Google or ranking on Google, but they don't really understand it. Even people that are selling SEO, and I've interviewed hundreds of potential employees about SEO, they don't even know what it is. They think it's a magic box. And the truth is, it's not a magic box. It's an algorithm. And if you understand the basic mechanics of the algorithm, you can employ certain tactics, certain technological and strategic tactics that will help your websites and properties rank on Google for certain keywords or key phrases. So when somebody searches on Google a word, for example, you might search coffee shop on Google. Now, 20% of searches on Google are based on location. So for example, if you're searching coffee shop, you're not looking for a coffee shop in England. You're looking for a coffee shop in your local area. So you're doing a lot of searches, but you're not giving the algorithm information. You're not giving the robots information. But the robots have a lot of information based on your history, based on what you're interested in, based on your geographic location, based on who you are as a demographic. So Google has to get really clear, and other search engines have to get really clear around what it is that you want, because they want to solve your problem. And the quicker they solve your problem, the more you're going to use them. The more you use them, the more advertisers pay, and so on and so forth. Now, when people say SEO, What really SEO means, it means the process of optimizing your website so it comes up on search engines organically. And when I say organically, I don't mean it's healthy. I mean that you don't have to pay to show up on Google or on Bing or on any other search engine. There's organic and there's paid. Organic is like the natural results. What does Google find on its own where the person who's coming up on the listing or the business that's coming up on the listing doesn't have to pay to show up? And that's why SEO is so attractive to small business owners, is because they want to rank on Google. Now, the difference between Google and other platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social media platforms is that when people are on Google, they actually have intent. Their intent is not just to have fun. Well, some people go on Google to have fun, but most of the time they're on Google because they have a problem they want to solve. And hopefully the problem that they want to solve is exactly what you're offering as a business owner. or what you're solving as a freelancer or as a or whatever it is that you're searching for, you want people to find you and consume your information because they actually have a problem. And when people have a problem, they usually spend money to solve that problem. So the results on SEO are very lucrative, and you can make a lot of money and get a really good return on investment. On average, people get an 8-to-1 return on investment from organic search engine optimization. Because long term, if you rank really well for keywords, you're going to get lots of traffic. And when I say there's a lot I can talk about when it comes to SEO, and I can get super technical, but on a very high level, search engine optimization will make you more money, but it's a long-term strategy. If you need to test out a campaign to see if you're going to make money right now, using pay-per-click or PPC or search engine marketing, that's called SEM instead of SEO, using the paid version of Google, that will get you into the results instantly, and you'll be able to know what works and what doesn't work. So there's a difference between the two, and it all depends on what's your strategy, what is your goal, what do you want to achieve, and how much you want to invest, both short-term and long-term, to help you be able to succeed using online marketing.
Yeah, thanks for that explanation. That was really, really good. You know, I have a lot of college students out there listening, and I've been asked and confronted about, well, I want a career doing SEO. I think that would be a line of work that I would enjoy. What would you recommend to college students or maybe a millennial transitioning into a different job, how to get into this type of work?
Well, SEO is very, very specific to people who understand two things. Understand marketing, advertising, and also are technical enough that they understand web design and how websites are built. There are different types of SEO. There is on-site SEO, there's off-site SEO, there's technical SEO. So you want to be able to really get a knowledge of the internet marketing world, not just the SEO world. Now, if you want to focus on SEO, out of all the different things that you can focus on, that's great. What I would really tell you to focus on more is learning how online marketing works and how SEO falls into the mix. So there's SEO, there's SEM, there's social media, there's PR, there's online, there's email marketing, there's affiliate marketing. There's so many different aspects of online marketing that you can learn, and just pigeonholing yourself to SEO, which is relevant today, but it's not as relevant as it was 10 years ago. So what I would tell you to do is figure out where you thrive the most. People fall into SEO once they're already web designers and web developers, and they're also doing advertising and marketing. So naturally, SEO kind of has best of both worlds, because you have to understand how a user thinks, and you have to understand how advertising works, but you also have to understand how websites work and how technology works and so on. So if a person's not very technical and they're just creative, they're not going to be that good at SEO. They might be good at copywriting for SEO, but then you're not doing SEO, you're doing copywriting for SEO. They might be good at the technical side, but not the creative side. So you might be really good at technical SEO, maybe site speed and other factors, but you might not be that great at understanding how to write copy that it sounds natural to the search engines, because the robots are smart enough that if you just stuff keywords onto a website, they're just going to say this is complete and total trash. As a matter of fact, the robots are so smart, they know how you're feeling when you're talking. They know if you're feeling good, if you're feeling bad, if this is good, if this is bad, if this is smart, if this is something people would want, if this is something that people would consume, is there a story here? They understand emotion. Like, this is so powerful, the way the algorithm works right now and the way they consume information, the way they consume images to understand what's in an image, not just by the keywords that are surrounding the alt text and the title tags and the text surrounding it and the IMG tag and the name of the image and all this other technical stuff. They understand the context of where the image is. Is this an infographic? They can see and they can tell, ooh, this, they categorize it. So it's very, very powerful to understand SEO. But if you're a millennial, if you're someone starting out, I would take you to take a step back and start learning more about marketing. I just wrote a book called High Energy Marketing. And books is how I learned web design. Books is how I learned everything. So go out and purchase a few books that you can really devour, that you could really get into, and start learning about marketing from a marketing perspective, not with the lens of I need to do SEO. Because if you just do SEO in a silo, you're not really going to understand the big picture and how you can really help businesses grow.
What do you love about your job? You know, you can tell by your voice, you're very passionate. I don't think anybody would fault you for the lack of that. What makes you excited about this particular career that you have?
What makes me the most excited is being able to see the impact. Progress equals happiness. So whether I'm teaching people about how to use LinkedIn because I'm a LinkedIn strategist, or whether it's helping a business owner understand the benefits of online marketing and how it's going to help them grow, I changed their lives forever. Because until now, they're just sitting there waiting for people to come to them. They're still waiting there to get leads. But if I can train you on how to use something, and because I'm in the position as a CEO of Ajax Union to train people through my public speaking, through podcasts like this one, through getting interviews, through social media, through doing presentations at trade shows and conferences, both virtual and in person, it allows me to make an impact and support other people. You see, I didn't know any of this stuff before. And I know that 99% of people have no idea what I'm even talking about. But a small percentage of people that I can educate and teach them the things that I've learned over the past 20 years of me, literally just through my experience, didn't go to school to learn any of this stuff. And a lot of the college students that I hire, they went to school to learn this stuff and they don't know 99% of what I'm talking about. They come into me with a whole marketing degree and they have no idea how online marketing works because whatever they taught them doesn't apply anymore. The stuff that you learn about direct marketing and whatnot, that stuff, yes, the basics, the fundamentals still apply, but how do you apply it in real life? And that's what we teach our employees on how to apply it, but also teaching prospective customers what really matters and understanding how to build a business and how to make an impact. So what I love most and why I'm so passionate about this is because the impact that I'm able to make for other people. You see, I want to help 1,000 hungry entrepreneurs go from frustration to motivation. You can't be excited about life unless you understand your purpose. I understand my purpose so much so that I wrote a book called High Energy Purpose, how to find your purpose and be all in on your life. And before I started writing books, I was afraid of writing. I hired 24 writers and I said, I'm not a writer. I just hire writers to work for me. But the truth is, writing is a skill, just like marketing is a skill, and just like loving life. It's something that you learn how to do. And if you're not loving your life right now, it's because you're not seeing the amazingness that is all around you. And we're in survival mode. It's 3 times harder to be positive than it is to be negative. It's so easy to be negative. So if you're lazy, you're just going to be negative. You're just going to look at life through a Debbie Downer view and say there's not enough jobs or this and that and the other thing. But if you want to work on yourself, you could only grow your business as much as you grow yourself. So if you want to grow yourself, that's when you're going to see the positivity. That's when you're going to have the enthusiasm. And that leads to vitality. That leads to power. That leads to freedom. And that leads to you making a difference for other people. And that's really the key.
You mentioned when you first started talking about LinkedIn, I've told the story on college campuses and nonprofit organizations, corporations. I talk about the power of LinkedIn. Emphasize that again, because we need to hear that. How important is LinkedIn for the average person?
The second that somebody interviews you, the first thing that they'll do is they're going to Google you. And when they Google your name, if you have a LinkedIn profile, it's probably going to come up on the top results of Google. Google my name, Joe Applebaum. And you're going to find me on the top page of Google. Besides my website and my company website, you're going to find LinkedIn there. Now, when somebody clicks on your LinkedIn, most people have an under-optimized profile. They don't have a good picture. They don't have a good background photo. They don't have a good headline. They don't have a good about section. They don't write their experience there. And they're certainly not active. And they don't really have a lot of followers. On LinkedIn, you can have 30,000 connections, which are all followers of yours. There's no other social media platform in the world that allows you to be able to create this type of authority, this type of connection, this type of access to hundreds of millions of people that are professionals. This is a professional social network. So if you're not messing around, if you really want to build your career, take LinkedIn seriously, because LinkedIn is not going to be this easy forever. Now, when I say easy, it's easy to go on LinkedIn, but you also have to learn a strategy. We have a webinar that we give. If you go to learnbusinessnetworking.com, you can actually watch our webinar. We have quite a few webinars on there. But if you want to learn how to use LinkedIn, you have to be in it to win it. You have to be using it on a regular basis. And most people are afraid of networking because networking is like public speaking. And I think it was Jerry Seinfeld that said that people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. And so if you think about that, people are afraid of public speaking. They're also afraid of networking and meeting strangers because we're taught don't speak to strangers. But the truth is your parents were once strangers to you. And so was everybody else in the world a stranger at one point. And the key is to turn strangers into friends. And there's no better way to do that than using LinkedIn. Whether you want to start a business, find a job, build relationships, learn, get a mentor, a coach, whatever it is, you can find those people on LinkedIn, connect with them, build relationships, and build your life.
Get this question all the time. I would say every talk I give, it's, Zach, I'm an introvert in college. It's really tough for me to reach out. How do I begin doing this as an introvert? What would you give advice there?
If you're an introvert or you're an extrovert, it all has to do with where you get your energy from. I know plenty of introverts that are super social. It doesn't mean you're not a social person. The thing that's going on with people that say they're an introvert is really they experience anxiety. They experience fear. And fear is a thing that stops us from doing things. Now, write this down if you're watching this. Fear stands for false evidence that appears real. The evidence that you'll find is, I am an introvert. I'm not good at public speaking. I'm not good at building relationships. I'm not good at going out to parties and meeting people. I just like being here. Everyone likes being comfortable. The question is, are you willing to use your courage to take action anyway? Because action is courage in spite is courage is action in spite of fear. Courage is action in spite of fear. What does that mean? That means that even though you're afraid, even though you have lots of excuses, you either have reasons, all those excuses are reasons, or you have results. Sure, you're an introvert, but you're still connecting on LinkedIn. You're still building meaningful relationships. You're still getting out of your comfort zone. And then if you need to recharge, go hide in your room and recharge by yourself. Turn it all off. Turn off the social media if you want. But that doesn't mean that you can't build meaningful relationships with people and learn about your fear. The cure to fear is preparation and awareness. So if you're shy, if you're afraid, I used to be the shyest kid. I used to be the shyest CEO. I always said, made excuses, reasons. I'm a private person. I'm a this, I'm a that. But the truth is, when I'm ready to deliver my purpose in life, I'm not shy about that. I'm not an introvert about that. This is the reason you were born. And the two most important days in your life is the day you were born and the day you find out why. Instead of looking for the why, create your why. Decide that you're going to be all in every moment, in every interaction. And if you're introverted, even better, a bigger challenge. And the bigger the challenge, the bigger the opportunity.
Love it, Joe. You know, I think too, you know, certainly there is anxiety and fear and people are shy, but also I'm amazed how students can connect with the whole world on TikTok and Instagram, but then be shy on LinkedIn. So I always challenge my students, well, if you're reaching out to people on TikTok, what's the difference in doing that on a professional ability if you can just transfer that?
Well, yeah. The truth is LinkedIn could be intimidating because LinkedIn has more millionaires than any other platform, and it is a professional social network. But I tell you, you have to get out of your comfort zone and just do it anyway. On TikTok, you're not building real authentic relationships with people. You have followers and you're having fun. Facebook also, followers, fun, food, like all types of things, family, all the things that are around the word F, you know, we're just enjoying life. But when it comes to LinkedIn, it's about inspiration. It's about business. The context changes. So a lot of people are afraid. There's a lot of lurkers on LinkedIn. But if you can get out of your comfort zone, that's how you'll build the authority that you need to build genuine relationships.
So, Joe, I wanted to get in a couple questions and I wanted you to share your websites and stuff again. But a couple of questions that come in is, you know, do you encourage something about you mentioned marketing degrees? So if I'm a high school student, do you encourage me to go to high school or go straight into a marketing profession?
I would recommend that you go through the system because ultimately, at the end of the day, the system does have value. But if you feel like you want to do something, I mean, school ends early. You have plenty of time. You have plenty of extra time. You have plenty of extra time to go learn a career. I always tell my kids, learn Canva, learn web design, learn video editing, learn writing, do this stuff on the side, build your own YouTube channel, learn how to be out there, learn how to do your stuff, become an expert, side hustle, side hustle, side hustle, side hustle, but don't quit school. Don't like leave all that information that's available to you often for free. I'm not saying to go get into college debt to be in college. I'm not a big fan of that. I know people that are $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in college debt, and they're making that as an excuse, and they have minimum wage jobs. I'm not telling you to go do that. I think that's a big scam. What I am telling you is get your high school degree. Go do whatever. If you have the opportunity to go to college, use that opportunity. Learn what you need to learn there, but side hustle and learn things on your own. Formal education will make you a living, and we all need a living. But self-education will make you a fortune. And that's how fortunes are made, by educating yourself, applying that knowledge, and taking massive action.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great advice. Where can people follow you? And, you know, you mentioned some books and courses. Could you go through those again in case somebody's listening and they're interested in what you have said before?
Yeah. I mean, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Just go to joelinkedin.com, joelinkedin.com. If you want to find out more about my books, just search for me on Amazon, search Joe Applebaum. I published 4 books to date. I'm going to be publishing another 6 over the course of the next 9 years. And I know exactly which books I'm going to be publishing. So I'm excited about that. So definitely check out the marketing book, High Energy Marketing, High Energy Purpose. If you're a teenager, you might want to check out High Energy Answers. I wrote a book specifically for teenagers about the questions that most teenagers ask. I have over 100 questions in there and answers. And so those are some of the books that you can check out. And then if you want to find out more about my company, I have a 20-minute presentation on ajaxunion.com. And if you want to get trained on how to use LinkedIn, go to www.learnbusinessnetworking.com. That's learnbusinessnetworking.com. We have a LinkedIn course and coaching program where we teach people how to go from a lurker to an influencer in just 15 minutes a day. And we have over 500 students inside our program. And we have people that signed up, and then within a few weeks, they're making money off LinkedIn because they learned the step-by-step process that they need to do in order for them to actually get awareness, credibility, and have conversations, which lead into revenue. So that's the idea. That's what we have going on. And I'm so grateful that you had me on the show, Zach, and I really appreciate spending time with you. And I'm looking forward to connect with you guys on LinkedIn. And remember, when you send me a connection request, make sure to include in the note Zach's name that you heard me on the show, because I do have over 1,000 people waiting to connect with me, and I'm pretty selective with allowing people to come in. I have tens of thousands of followers, but I can't just let everybody in at once because a lot of people have fake accounts and stuff like that. So make sure to include in the note that you saw me at Zach's show, and that'll be make it much more likely that I'll accept you.
Awesome. So Joe, thanks so much for sharing the career in the digital marketing world. It's been very, very positive. We've gotten a lot of traction from it. We appreciate the education lesson as well as the inspiration. Want you to have a great weekend, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. See you guys soon. Bye.